I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, May 26th. Quincy Water Department crews were trying to track down a water main break on Howe's Neck this morning. Police say they received multiple calls from people complaining that they had no water or low water pressure in the Howe's Neck area. Crews were still trying to pinpoint the location of that break. The Quincy City Council Finance Committee will meet remotely tonight to debate Mayor Thomas Koch's plan to borrow $475 million in a 30-year bond at historically low interest rates. Koch says the plan will save the city millions of dollars in the years ahead and allow for better budgeting if the city pays off its pension obligations with the bonds. 17 people have taken out nomination papers for this year's Quincy City election. As of this week, the only incumbents who had not taken out papers were Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci and at-large councilors Ann Mahoney and Nina Liang. Incumbent school committee members Emily Lebo, Doug Guttrow, and Courtney Pertios have also taken out nomination papers, along with four challengers. There are also challengers for the Ward 2 Council seat, and John Rodefell and William Burke took out papers to run for councilor at large. There will be no Memorial Day parade in Quincy for the second year in a row due to the pandemic. Veterans Services Director George Nicholson says there will be a 10:30 ceremony Monday morning at the World War II Monument at Mount Wollaston Cemetery. That will be open to the public. The ceremony will be moved to Quincy High School in the event of rain. The Children's Hospital Bloodmobile will be at the Quincy Police Station again today from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., inspired by 5-year-old Quinn Waters of Weymouth. The boy is going through his second battle with two brain tumors. Quinn is the son of Quincy police officer Tara Waters. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, May 26th.